everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
All right, welcome back. Firm gains in beef values and the development of cash cattle trade, even though prices have slipped lower, sparked widespread triple-digit gains today in all cattle futures. Meanwhile, corn prices were higher today in light trade. December corn futures about a cent per bushel lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones 180 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 64 points. In live cattle, triple-digit support moved into the market late today with the focus on aggressive buyer support in the feeder cattle futures, as well as higher beef values and the development of cash trade early today. Gains were tightly grouped, though, even though volume remains lackluster in most areas, with prices $1.10 to $1.50 per hundredweight higher in most regions. Cash cattle trade started to develop with sales throughout the South, seen at $118 per hundredweight. These prices generally $1 per hundredweight lower than last week. In feeder cattle, buyer support quickly stepped back into the market today. Prices, though, rallied as much as $2.12 per hundredweight higher, while setting session highs due to additional support focused on the development of cash market activity here on Tuesday. Meanwhile, grain futures slipped overnight as markets contemplated record or near-record corn and soybean harvests. Monday's USDA crop progress report, issued after the session closed, showed U.S. harvest rapidly nearing the finish line. Corn prices continued to make small adjustments downward overnight. With nearly all of the 2017 U.S. harvest complete, markets waited to see just how large the crop will be. Earlier November estimates from USDA pegged average yields at 175 bushels per acre, which would be the highest per acre production on record. Soybeans made another small round of downward price adjustments overnight, as healthy export demand couldn't override Monday afternoon news of a U.S. harvest nearing completion without any major hangups. And wheat prices traded narrowly overnight with mixed results. In the meantime, record global stocks continue to put a cap on potential gains. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.